जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीर वन यमुना तीरावन चार। यमुना तीरावन चार। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha Sham Sundara, Radha Sham Sundara, Hare. Jai Gaurani Thai, Gaurani Thai, Gaurani Thai, Jaya Gaurani Thai. Nithai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, Gurudev,
कलुपान हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की शुभ्रपात की सामवेद भक्तुंद की सामवेद भक्तुंद की सामवेद भक्तुंद की जय श्री गुरु और गौरांग की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय, देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय, गोविंदाय नमो नमः। So Hare Krishna, this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 39, Akrura's Vision. The verse is 22 through 27. So we'll first read the verse 22. Na nanda sunakshana bhanga surdha, Nananda Sunakshana Bhanga Surdha, Samikshate Nasva Kraturabhata. Vihaya Gehan Svajanam Sutam Patims, Vihaya Gehan Svajanam Sutam Patims, Tadasyam Adigopagata Navapriyaha. Tadasyam Adhopagata Navapriyaha. Nananda Sunakshana Bhanga Sohrdha, समीक्षते न स्वकृतावतुरावत। विहाय गेहान् स्वजनां सुतान् पतिंस् तद्दास्यम् अद्धोपगता नम प्रियाः। ननन्द सूनाक्षणभङ्ग सौर्धा समीक्षते नः स्वकृतातुरावत। विहाय गेहान् स्वजनान् सुतां पतिंश तद्दास्यम् अद्धोपगत नव प्रियाः। हरि बोल। कोई है नहीं, ग्रेट सरप्राइज। ननन्द सूनाक्षणभङ्ग सुहृदः समीक्षते नः स्वकृतातुरावत। विहाय गेहान् स्वजनान् सुतान् पतिम् तद्दास्यमधोपगता नम प्रियाः। हाँ, किसी को somebody wants to repeat? ननन्द सूनाक्षणभङ्ग सौर्दः समीक्षते न स्वकृतातुरावत। विहाय गेहान् स्वजनां सुतां पतिम् तद्दास्यमद्धोपगता नव प्रिया। माताजी, ननन्दुनो क्षणभङ्ग सौर्द समीक्षते न स्वकृतातुरावत। विहाय गेहान् स्वजनान् सुतांपतिम् तद्दास्यमद्धोपगता नव प्रियाः। न डज नॉट नंद सूनः द सन ऑफ नंद महाराज क्षण इन ए मोमेंट भंग द ब्रेकिंग सौर्ध ऑफ हूज फ्रेंडशिप समक्षिते लुक अपॉन नह अस स्व बाय हिम कृत मेड अतुराह अंडर हिज कंट्रोल बत अलास विहाय गिविंग अप गेहान आवर होम्स स्वजनान रिलेटिव्स सूतान children, patin, husbands, tat, to him, dasyam, servitude, adha, directly, upagataha, who have taken up, nava, ever new, priyaha, whose lovers, translation, alas, Nanda's son, who breaks loving, friendships in a second will not even look directly at us. Forcibly brought under his control, we abandoned our homes, relatives, children, husbands just to serve him. But he is always looking for new lovers. So we'll be taking next few verses. Translation: the dawn following this night will certainly be auspicious for the women of Mathura. All their hopes will now be fulfilled. As far as the Lord of Braja enters their city, they will be able to drink from his face the nectar of smile emanating from the corners of his eyes. Verse 24. O gopis, although our Mukunda is intelligent and very obedient to his parents, once he has fallen under the spell of the honey-sweet words of the women of Mathura and been enchanted by their alluring shy smiles, how will he ever return to us unsophisticated village girls? Verse 26. When Dasharha, Bhojas, Andakas, Vrishnis and Satvatas see the son of Devaki in Mathura, they will certainly enjoy a great festival for their eyes, as will all those who see him traveling along the road to the city. After all, he is the darling of the goddess of fortune and the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Verse 26. He who is doing this merciless deed should not be called Akrura. He is so extremely cruel that without even trying to console the sorrowful residents of Raja, he is taking away Krishna, who is more dear to us than life itself. Verse 27. Hard-hearted Krishna has already mounted the chariot, and now the foolish coward men are hurrying after him in their bullock carts. Even the elders are saying nothing to stop him. Today, fate is working against us. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami reveals that the gopis thought, these foolish coward men and elders are not even trying to stop Krishna. Don't they realize that they are committing suicide? They are helping Krishna go to Mathura, but they will have to come back to Vrindavan and will certainly die in his absence. The whole world will become nonsensical. Om Agyanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Mlitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Si Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna, here what we see, Krishna is about to leave Vrindavan. So Krishna's pastimes, they are divided into two parts, especially manifest pastime. They are called Nitya Leela and Naimittik Leela. So as far as Krishna's Nitya Leelas are concerned, so Krishna was in Gokul, Vrindavan, Nandgaon, whatever, all over Vrindavan for about 11 and a half years. So now Krishna is going to Mathura. So these leelas, they are called Naimittik Leela, temporary. Killing demons and going out of Vrindavan to Mathura, Dwarka, they are called Naimittik Leela, temporary. And this Nitya Leela, what we see, Krishna performs his Ashtakaliya Leela. And Krishna meets the gopis in 8 different places. Gopis, the Brajavasis all together. So Krishna meets Radharani and the gopis in 3 places in Vrindavan. Does anyone knows which are the 3 places, morning, afternoon, evening, where Krishna meets with Radharani and the gopis? You should know, you are living in Vrindavan. So the first place is at Vrindakund. There is another kund called Guptakund. Just behind Vrindakund, there is a Guptakund. The afternoon pastimes, they are called Madhyana Leela, afternoon. So Krishna, after coming to Govardhan, Gwalpokar, he transforms into 2 Krishnas. One Krishna goes with the covered voice, another Krishna, he sneaks to the gopis at Radhakund. So Krishna has his afternoon pastimes there. And okay, I told, anyone can tell me the third place where Krishna, Radharani and the gopis, they meet? Third place, we should know. Okay, one hint, that is in Vrindavan. So, no one can recall? Okay, it is Nidhivan, after the Rasila pastimes. So, no one stays back in the Nidhivan. Even they tell the monkeys and even the small insects, they go away. So, okay. So, here what we see, now the gopis, they are expressing their dejection over Krishna and Balram, their sudden going to Mathura. Actually, they were not foretold. They were not told beforehand that, yes, Krishna is going to go. So, this has happened, sudden change of event. So, now here, what we see, when certain things in our life, they happen all of a sudden, we completely get either dejected or we completely lose the hope of life. So, that situation has come in the life of gopis. So, they never thought that one day Krishna will leave Vrindavan. So, similarly, material world, everyone is living in an illusion. And yes, we'll live here forever. So, that is the biggest, what you say, surprise in the material world. Ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti yamalayam sheshasthavar inchanti kim aashari atpara. So, of course, for gopis, it is not a surprise. Because for gopis, always seeing Krishna is a festival itself. So, Bilvamangal Thakur in Govind Damodar Madhaveti, he has quoted one nice verse. Evam bhuvana viratura prishan prajastriya krishna visikta manasaha visijja lajjam rurusma suvasmaram Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. So here, Bilvamangal Thakur explains, after speaking these words, the ladies of Vraja, who were so attached to Krishna, felt extremely agitated by their imminent separation from him. They forgot all worldly shame and loudly cried out, O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava. So here, Bilvamangal Thakur, he expresses how the gopis, they express their separation. So here, this pastime is more or less like separation is called viraha. And we see here, the separation is so great, it is called viraha agni, fire of separation. And we see in material world, there are different kinds of fire mentioned. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains jnana agni in the fourth chapter. Jnana agni means fire of knowledge. There is one agni in our stomach is called Jatra Agni, digestive fire. There is one Agni is called Krodh Agni. When you become very angry, you become fiery. Also material world, all are attracted, especially all the living species, they are attracted to male and female. That is the material nature. So that is called Kam Agni. So here, what we see, the gopis, the separation of gopis they are feeling from Krishna, it is called Viraha Agni. And in Rasleela pastime, in chapter 29, 10th canto, verse 35, so what the gopis tell Krishna, this is a nice verse, where the gopis mention, Sanchigna nastvad adhramrita prakashena hahasva loka kalagita hrischayagnim na cheta vayam virhagne upayukta deha dhyanena yam padam pavadvin sakimte. What the gopis mention, dear Krishna, please pour the nectar of your lips upon the fire within our hearts, a fire you ignited with your smiling glances and the sweet song of your flute. If you do not, we will consign our bodies to the fire of separation from you, O friend, and thus like yogis attain to the abode of your lotus feet in meditation. All of you know Sati. She ignited a fire when she felt offended in the Daksha Yajna. So similarly, there is another nice verse. It is in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. there when Narad Muni, he went to the abode of Kim Purusha Loka. So anyone knows who lives in Kim Purusha Loka? So we are living in Bhuloka. So Narad Muni in Brihad Bhagavatamrita is nice pastime. Gop Kumar, actually Gop Kumar goes to different planets. But before that, Narad Muni was on an excursion. So he was going to different places to find the topmost devotees of Lord Krishna. So Kim Purusha Loka means where Hanumanji resides, Hanumanji. So there also one nice verse, it is mentioned in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Tato Hanuman Prabhu Pada Padma Kripa Vishesha Sarvendriya Dhena Pradipta Virha Agni Tapta Rudan Suchirito Muninha Satvitaha. It is mentioned that, Parikshit Maharaj mentions that he mentions Hanuman was now burning in fire of separation from his master, Lord Ram, the Supreme Lord, and the fuel of hearing about the special mercy of Lord's lotus feet had brought that fire to blaze. For a while he cried sorrowfully and then calmed by the sage, like sage means Narad Muni. So what we understand that Hanumanji, actually Lord Ram, he told that you have to live in separation from me, serving me. So Hanumanji is ananya bhakta. What we see, Hanumanji, so he always remembers Lord Ram especially. Ram is his Aradhya Dev. So as we are mentioning about Virha Agni, in Vrindavan pastimes, what we see, if you go to Govardhan, so our Acharya Ji mentioned that unless you take the darshan of Hari Dev, so anyone knows how Hari Dev manifested, Lord Hari Dev. So again, this pastime is related to Virha Agni. So one time the gopis, they were feeling separation from Krishna and they couldn't see Krishna anywhere. And all of a sudden, they were in such a dire, this thing, separation. They were about to leave the body in separation from Krishna. So at that moment, Krishna manifested his form, Tribhanga form. So when Vajranabh, he heard these pastimes. So Vajranabh, it is mentioned that he carved 16 deities of Lord Krishna. And among that 16, there are four Dikpal, the guardians of the four directions, east, west, south, north. And especially at Govardhan, we have Haridev. It is mentioned that Haridev, all of a sudden, he manifested Lord Krishna. And that deity is given the name Haridev. Similarly, Rup Goswami, he mentions in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is mentioned that the separation, the gopis, what they feel, they are of four types, Purvaraga, Mana, Pravasa, and Prema Vaichitya. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, Vipra Labdha Chaturvidha, Purvaraga, Mana, Pravaksha Ara Prema Vaichitya Akshaya. What he explains that the Vipralamba has four divisions, Purva Raga, Mana, Pravasa, and Prema Vaichitya. In Ujjwala Neelamani, it is mentioned, there is one nice verse which explains, Priyasya Sannikarshe Api Premokshara Svabhavatah Ye Vaisheshisha Dharyasti Tat Prema Vaichitya Uchyate. It is mentioned that Prema Vaichitya is the word used to indicate an absence of love that brings about grief from fear of separation, although the lover is present. So now here what we see, gopis, they are feeling that fire of separation. Here it is mentioned that fear of separation and fire, more or it is same thing. So if you go to Barsana, there is one place called Prem Sarovar. Actually this place was erected by Vajranabh. It is mentioned that Bhaguri Muni and another Muni, that is spiritual master of Rishabhanu, Bhaguri Muni and So when Vajranabh was taken on Vrindavan Parikrama, So he was shown all the different pastime places of Lord Krishna. And one of the pastime places that of Prem Sarovar. So the Prem Sarovar is made from the tears of Lord Krishna, Radharani and the gopis combined together. So it is mentioned that this pastime took place just the day Akrura came to Vrindavan. So now what we see now, we are on the second day, Akrura is taking Krishna and Balram. So the day before Akrura came to Vrindavan, that day in the morning, Radharani, Krishna, they were sitting at this place. Now it is called Prem Sarovar. And what happened? A bumblebee. All of you know, honeybee is different. Bumblebee is little black. It has light transparent feathers. Although it is a very heavy, it can fly with that light feathers. So this bumblebee, thinking Radharani's lotus feet to be lotus, it was approaching Radharani's lotus feet. So she felt scared. So Madhu Mangal was nearby. Krishna, he told, shoo away this bumblebee. So Madhu Mangal, he took one stick and he started chasing after the bee, bumblebee. And he went a long way chasing the bee. And after some time he came back and he told, Madhu has gone. So Madhu means one name of Krishna is Madhu. So when Radharani she heard that Madhu is gone, so completely she got devastated. What she felt that Krishna has gone. Now she didn't know that next day Krishna is going to go. So she never realized that Krishna is going to go. So when Krishna he saw that Radharani is in complete tears and her eyes completely draining with tears. So seeing Radharani in this pathetic condition, so Krishna also started crying because he was about to leave the next day. So Rupa Goswami mentions this Leela as the highest love of Radharani. It's called Prema Vaichityam. So later on the gopis they came and they saw that Radha and Krishna they are in tears. They also started shedding tears. So here what we see, basically gopis, somehow their senses, they are telling, yes, now Krishna is not going to come back. They can foresee that yes, Krishna is going to go. And they are feeling as if they are being killed. In Hindi there is a saying, Marta kya nahi karta. It's a Hindi saying, a man who is about to die, what he cannot do. So the situation of gopis was like that. And if we see in Ramayana, when Lord Ram, he went for 12 years. How many years? 14 years. The Pandavas, they went for 12 years. So Dasharath, he left his body because of separation from Lord Ram. Similarly, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is mentioned that when Nityananda Prabhu, when he was 12 years old, a sannyasi came to Ek Chakra. And he stayed at the house of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. And he wanted one assistant for his Tirthyatra. And he asked Hadai Pandit, why don't you give your son? So he couldn't deny. So what happened? When Nityananda Prabhu, he left the village. So all the complete village got devastated. And somehow it is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, after some time, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, literally they became like haunted by ghosts. They stopped eating food, even they didn't drink water. So and after some time, in separation from Nityananda Prabhu, they left the body. So what we see in a social etiquette, we are living in a society, there is a social etiquette. Even when we go out of home, so if in a proper manner, if somebody wants to tell that, yes, I am going, he in an English language, we may say, yes, I am going. But in a proper Vedic tradition, it is said that, yes, I am coming. My Aram. Then no one says that my Jaram. So they say, my Aram. That means, I am going and I am going to come back. That is what it is mentioned. So here, what we see, the gopis, they saw that yes, that they could somehow sense that Krishna will never come back. So it is mentioned in Krishna's pastime, like when Krishna and Balaram, they were going with Akrura, the gopis, they followed from behind. And they followed a long path. If you go to one forest called Khairo, now it is called Khairo, Khadirwan. So in Khadirwan, near Khadirwan, there is one place of Krishna's pastime. It's called Brijwari. Brijwari means, during Krishna's pastime, when the gopis, they were following from behind, all of a sudden they caught the horses and they completely covered the chariot. The gopis, they didn't want Krishna to go. So it is mentioned that that time Krishna, all of a sudden, by his mystic power, Krishna, he suddenly made such a fire of thunder. So there was a big lightning thunder sound. So hearing that sound, the gopis, they fainted. It is mentioned that somehow Krishna, he escaped from there. And all the way Krishna was going, again the gopis, when they came to consciousness, again they started following, and somehow again they caught up with Krishna. There is one place called Parsoli, Chandra Sarovar. How many of you seen Chandra Sarovar? It is near Govardhan. That village is called Parsoli. So there Krishna, he told gopis, yes, now I'll come day after tomorrow. It's a matter of just 48 hours. So that time gopis, they got solaced. Okay, Krishna is going to come. Also at Giriraj, there is one Baba called Lota Baba. So he was also told same thing by Krishna. So here, this place is called Parsoli. And okay, as per Krishna's pastime, Krishna, later on he came. So here what we see, previous to this verse, the gopis, somehow what they said, this providence, what they were telling, even the providence is not stopping Krishna from going away. And in one sense, what we see in material world, especially people, they blame destiny or the providence. Providence means that there is one energy, especially what you can say, Kala. Kala is also like a providence. You can't stop the time. Similarly, whatever is Krishna has, his plan, that we can't change. So in the Bhagavatam also, there are many other pastimes where it is seen that usually anything happens in our life, we specially blame either the destiny or we blame the providence. So in the pastime of Chitraketu, although Chitraketu had how many wives? 10 million. But still he didn't have one son. So when his son was dead, his wife, Kritadyuti, she was so much lamenting, she started blaming the providence. What she explains, this nice verse, Aho vidhata tvam atita balisho. What she explains, Aho vidhata tvam atita balisho, yas tvam atmarsisti apuram athe. Pare nu jivante aprasya yat mritir viprayas chat tvam asi dhruva pare. What she explains, alas providence, O creator, you are certainly inexperienced in creation. For during the lifetime of a father, you have caused the death of his son. Thus acting in opposition to your creative laws. If you are determined to contradict these laws, you are certainly the enemy of living entities and are never merciful. So, in material world, what we see, people often they blame. Even in Christianity, there was one priest. He wrote one book, Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? This was a highly published, more glorified book. What he said, if the Lord cannot be all merciful, even if he is all merciful, then he cannot be all powerful, because he had one son, and his son, he died at tender age. There is one disease called progeria. Anyone knows what is this? This is progeria. So where this disease is not there in India prominent, but in some countries it is there. So one child born, within 10 years the child becomes old, within 10 years. Nowadays you can see children, even 5 years children, their hairs, they become white because of that medical or whatever it is. So there, this disease called progeria, and this person, he lost his son. So what he felt, okay, Lord, he can't make any justice with me. So similarly, in the Bhagavatam, there is another pastime when there was one king by name Suyagya. He was a king from Ushinara. So one time when he was killed on the battlefield, so similar verse is spoken by the queens of this king, and they blame providence. In that pastime, again there is one story comes. Yamraji, he tells the queens of this king Suyagya, he tells them, you are all foolish women, you don't have knowledge. Even if you sit down here and cry for a lifetime, your husband is never going to come. You have never seen your real husband. Now you are crying for your husband. So that way, then Yamraji, he tells them one story just to convince them. He tells them there were a couple, Kulinga birds. There is one kind of bird, they are called Kulinga birds, male and female. So one time what happened? They went to hunt for some food for their siblings. So when they came back, so what they saw, their babies were taken from the nest, and the hunter, he had kept them in a small cage. So the female Kulinga bird, she could not withstand. She immediately jumped on the cage. Seeing that, the hunter, he put the, he covered her with a net. So this male bird, he was sitting on the branch, and he started lamenting. And he, similarly, he said, "Oh Providence, oh Lord, what you are going to get just taking away my wife and my children?" So in material world, what we see, this is the fate of people living in today's world. They never realize how the Lord is merciful. But ultimately, anything happens, they put the blame on the Lord. So here, what we see, although gopis, they are also putting the same blame. And it is mentioned that gopis, here, the next verse mentions that, gopis, they are cursing Akrura for taking Krishna away from Vrindavan. And also Mahabharata, it is mentioned that, it is very difficult to overcome. That is ordained by the providence, the will of the Supreme Lord. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he told Arjuna, Nimitti Matra Bhava Sarvasyachin. What Krishna, he told, even if you don't take part in this war will take place. And for next 18 days, what is going to happen in the war, Lord Krishna, he knew. So we should understand that here, in a materialistic sense, it is very difficult to overcome the destiny. What is destined to happen, that can't be changed by our thinking. So, also, what we see in Mahabharata, there is one nice verse. Duryodhana was also a very intelligent guy. And what Duryodhana explains about dharma, because the war took place, it is mentioned because the Paramatma within his heart, he was not allowing him to compromise with the Pandavas. So what Duryodhana tells, he explains, Jana me dharma na cha me pravrittin, Jana me papa na cha me nivrittah, Kena pe vedena hridi stena yatha niyukta osmi tatha karomi. So what here Duryodhana is telling, he is telling Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna, although he tried his level best, here Duryodhana, what he explains, I know what is the difference between dharma and adharma, and what is right and what is wrong. But my problem is that just I don't feel like to do the right things. I will do what I want. This is what is Duryodhana is telling. So we should understand there is the Lord is seated as an antaryami within our heart. And we see in case of Parikshit Maharaj, so when he was cursed, although he could counteract what he saw, this is ordained by the providence. So he immediately left the home. And also, we see when Parvati seeks Chitraketu. So Chitraketu, he became very humble. He offered pranam to Parvati. She told him to become a demon. He accepted that curse. So material world, sometimes we have to be little flexible in understanding how things are happening. And also in Chaitanya Bhagat, there is one nice pastime. When Sachi Mata, she had two kids, especially her elder kid Vishwaroop. He used to go to the house of Advaita Acharya. Every day he used to listen to Bhagavatam. And when the parents, they saw our son is getting more and more addicted, what they thought, let us marry our son, Vishwaroop. So when he got that news, so he took sannyas and he left home. So Sachi Mata was completely devastated. And every mother, she has the love for her kid. So one time, somehow Sachi Mata, what she said, this Advaita, he is Dvaita. He is not Advaita, he is a Dvaita, he is a duplicitous. Oftentimes we have like doubt on our authorities or whatever it is. So here, although Sachi Mata is the mother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she is mother of everyone. So what she said, this Advaita is now, his name is Advaita. Here the gopis, what they are telling, his name is Akrura, but he is Krura, he is cruel, because he is taking Krishna away from us. So later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he rectified his mother. So now, our Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has given elaborate purpose, just we'll go through the purpose. So here, for verse 22, he explains, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur mentions that the gopis said, alas, alas, Krishna, the sole object of our love, the cause of our life, is indifferent to us. Why are we blaming the Creator? How has He broken this very strong bond of love, friendship, broken in an instant, cannot be real friendship. Though Krishna has brought us to a point of death, He does not even look at us. He has decided to go to Mathura for His own happiness. Even though we will continually cry and eventually die, to become Krishna's maid servants, we have given up our homes, husbands, sons, but now He is giving us up and going away because He has new lovers. We have become useless. Thus, in this life, we achieve nothing, for we have left our husbands and lost Krishna. In the next life, we will suffer for having broken the law of dharma. So one acharya explains, so sometimes we may feel rude that a husband has the right to take the life of his wife. In today's world, we may think, hey, how come you say like that? So, but as per the Vedic custom, the husband has the right to take the life of a wife. So I don't want to go in depth. So here the gopis, what they explain, that yes, although we abandoned our husbands, and in next life we'll get the reaction for neither we could achieve Krishna nor we could follow our that pati dharma. So for verse 23, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains, the gopis said, aha, this is so astonishing. While we have become unfortunate, the ladies of Mathura have become supremely fortunate. This night will have an auspicious morning for the women of Mathura, but an inauspicious one for the women of Raj. The blessings given to them by the Brahmanas on their long-standing aspirations have been fulfilled, whereas ours have become frustrated. The women of Mathura will relish the intoxication taking asava, nectar of the smiling face of Lord Krishna and His signed long glances, which imitate a variety of confidential rasas. Instantly the women of Mathura will abandon their property, shyness and fear to accept these hints. Then at a suitable time, unseen by others, they will directly and fully drink the nectar of Krishna's face. So verse 24, one gopi said, perhaps Krishna will stay there few days and then being attracted by our love, he will come back with his parents. In reply to this, they speak this verse. A second gopi replied, "O foolish woman, you do not know the truth. Listen, though Krishna is obliged to his parents, being overwhelmed by the honey sweet words of the woman of Mathura and bewildered by their shy enchantments, how will he return to us? Why do you give useless hope to the minds of us village girls, Gramyaha, who are devoid of beauty, art and strength, Abala?" First gopi, "That may be, but you should have faith that Krishna will return out of sense of duty when he intelligently remembers his parents." Second gopi again, "But Krishna will become so bewildered by their shy smile and amorous suggestions that he will forget all of us at that time." So next verse 25, a gopi said, "Today the people of Mathura will attain the bliss that inhabitants of Vraja had. There will be a festival for the eyes of the Dasharas, Bhojas and others, and all those who see Krishna traveling by the road." To verse 26, in this verse the gopis curse Akrura. Now we'll not go in depth in this. Here it is not proper that such a person, this Etad Vidishya, gopis they mention Etad Vidishya, his name is Akrura, not cruel, because he is extremely cruel. His name should be Krura. He has not consoled even one of the Vrajavasis who are suffering on the brink of death by saying, "I will bring Krishna back and present him once again to you." This Akrura will accrue sin of murdering the people of Vraja. He is taking Krishna, who is more dear than our life, to a far away place where we cannot go. Then verse 27, "Just see how Akrura has come to Vraja and spread his cruelty in all directions." The gopis express this verse, though seeing us crying, the hard-hearted Krishna simply sits on the chariot. Sridhama and other coward boys are following behind Krishna in a cart, but they have become very foolish because they are not aware that when Krishna does not return to Vraj, they will also die in separation. Even the elders do not stop him from going and thus neglect their lives. Today fate has been unkind to us. If fate was acting in our favor, it would have produced some obstacles to his going. Thus we can deduce the inhabitants of Vraja will no longer live. This is what Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains. So what we see here, the fate of the gopis. So our acharyas, they explain that gopis, they feared that yes, one day we may leave, Krishna may leave us behind. So also one acharya, he explains, just like when Narad Muni, he encountered Mrigari. He tells the fate of gopis was like that of Mrigari killing the animal's half. When Mrigari was killing the animal's half, so Narad Muni, when he encountered and he told, "You kill them completely." So the gopis, what they are telling here, yes, you are taking Krishna away from us. They are telling Akrura, better you kill us than you take Krishna, then there will be no problem with us. This is what is the understanding of the gopis. Also we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explains, "Yuga itam nimishena chakshusha pravishyatam." So but we can conclude that today's verse, so although Krishna is performing these pastimes, Naimittik Leela, but we should understand that Krishna is always there in Vrindavan, in Nitya Leela. So our acharyas, they explain that Vrindavanam Parityajam Padam Ekam Na Gacchati. That means Krishna, he never takes one step out of Vrindavan. Also it is mentioned that when Krishna and Balram, they arrive at Akrur Ghat, they change into Devaki Nandan, four-handed. And Krishna, he stayed back in Vrindavan in bhava form. Bhava means he will reciprocate according to your bhava. That is the understanding of our acharyas. So we'll conclude here. So we have left 2 minutes. Anyone has any question, query, rega? So, Mataji. Yeah, as per Ashtakalya Leela, so they mentioned that, yes.
Isn't it one Shiva or a place called Rasastani? Is that the same?
Yeah, after that, after Ras Leela, they go to sleep. So the Ras Leela takes first. There is also Ras Mandap at Nidhivan. So after Ras Leela, Radha Krishna, they go to sleep in Nidhivan. Yeah, but before that, the Ras Leela takes place before. So in the early morning hours, they go to rest, not with the evening, set off evening. So before that, they meet at Vamshivat. So there are 8 places where Gopis and Radha Krishna, they meet. It's mentioned that among the 8 places, the three, they are always meeting in these 3 places. No, this is not mentioned. I didn't tell Acharyas they mentioned. I told these are the 3 places they meet by default. So Hare Krishna. So any other query? So Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srupad ki, Hare Krishna.